Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower, that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people find a balance with their nutrition so they can enjoy the foods they love while staying on track with their fitness goals. So I am super excited to introduce Brittany Gaffney. Now, Brittany is 25 years old and lives in the state of Arizona. She graduated from the University of Arizona with a degree in Mandarin Chinese and Business Administration. Now, Brittany is an OCB bikini professional bodybuilder and owns her own online personal training business. She is Nesta certified and enjoys working with women to help them lose weight, tone up, and gain confidence without relying on motivation. Well, welcome, Brittany. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm super stoked to be here.
Gosh, I just love how you're able to help women achieve their weight loss goals without relying on motivation. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, I love it. I'm definitely super passionate about what I do. I believe, you know, motivation comes and goes, so we have to rely on healthy habits instead.
That makes perfect sense. I know, personally speaking, motivation does come and go. So, well, I can't wait to hear more about this work that you're doing, but I'm curious. My top of my question here is, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own personal training business?
So it took me a little over a year and a half to finally invest in a coach to help me start a fitness business. I had fears and other things holding me back for a while until one day I finally realized that time was flying by and I had to take action. I was tired of not living my dream job and lifestyle. Things were starting to align in my life, and I had found a coach that could help me achieve the business and lifestyle that I wanted, so I decided to go for it.
Wow, that's great. So you were involved in your own bodybuilding and fitness regimen, but you saw that this could be a very passionate line of work for yourself, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was definitely an idea of mine for a while.
Okay, wow. So how long have you had your own personal training business, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So I have been an entrepreneur and personal trainer for a little over a year now, and the business vision has definitely changed so much. Yeah. So basically, it originally started out as a thought to create a platform where personal trainers would get matched with clients online. Mm-hmm. So this would make it easier for both the trainer to get clients and the clients to be matched with the best trainer for them based on their goals.
Interesting. Okay.
Then we decided to scratch this business model.
Okay.
Mainly because of software issues and just it being a little bit too complicated to create.
Oh.
And so instead, we decided to create a company called Stage Ready Pro Training. So this is an online personal training business that would help both males and females with competition prep and lifestyle coaching.
Oh, okay. So at a much higher level of clients where they're at really competitive level goals. Okay.
Yes. And part of that mainly came from because I'm a professional bodybuilder and I love the competition realm of it.
Right.
But then I realized that was just too many market niches for me to work with at once.
Wow.
And competitive bodybuilding wasn't in alignment with me so much anymore. So now I only serve women and I help them to lose weight, tone up, and gain confidence without relying on motivation. Mm-hmm. And I instill positivity, consistency, and courage into all of my clients. In the Fit Princess Project, my vision is to build a community that inspires others to live a healthier lifestyle, get clients sustainable results that pushes them to become the best version of themselves. So since my market and vision has changed so much, I still need to change the company name and logo from the Stage Ready Pro Training.
To now it's Fit Princess?
Yeah, the Fit Princess Project is like the Facebook group and kind of like the community that I have everyone in, but that's not necessarily for the company name.
Yeah, that is quite an evolution, but you're still stepping into just different versions and finding that specific alignment with that core group of ideal client that can really step into the expertise that you've got. So yeah, I love that, how you're just continuing to adjust and line that up with your own passions. Well, besides having to go through a few different configurations of your, you know, your vision, have there been any other big challenges or roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way? I know you spoke about some technology and software issues, but has there been anything else?
Yeah, I've definitely had a lot of major challenges. And I knew, obviously, with starting a business that I would come across many challenges. But I told myself I would never quit.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
One of the biggest challenges that took place was in March of 2020 this year. And so at the time, I had about 11 in-person clients I was working with all over the valley. But once COVID got more serious and all the gyms closed down, unfortunately, I lost all of my clients except one. Yeah, so this was really hard for me because I felt like all the hard work that I did and investing in coaches and everything that I built was just a waste. Like it literally collapsed in front of me, you know, a matter of a week. Right. So I just felt completely hopeless and stressed because I didn't have any money coming in. So after about a week, I came to a realization. I knew that everyone was stuck at home and most were probably stress eating or bored at meeting and therefore they were gaining weight.
Right.
Yes.
Are you raising my hand?
Yes. Quarantine 15 is real. Yeah. So I also knew that people didn't have a workout routine and were relying on motivation to start. Most people don't know what exercises to do at home with or without equipment. Mm-hmm. And so knowing all of this, I realized that, you know, people still need my help and expertise right now more than ever, probably because health is such a priority with COVID happening. So once I realized that there was still a need in my market, I knew that I just had to pivot my business and learn how to market my services online and actually run my business online.
That is huge. And I can only imagine that once you were able to calm the stress and the reality of losing all those clients, which was devastating, and just calm, you know, the space around you, then the ideas started flying into your head about how you could still serve so many people, maybe more people, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So then it became exciting. I just love that. That is awesome, Brittany. So Brittany, how did you overcome, you know, that situation where you had to pivot your business and take it into kind of a different mode?
So I started doing some research online to try and find another business coach to help me fill in the gaps in my business. So I'm super glad that I found somebody that was a good fit and offered exactly what it was that I was missing in my business, which was the lead generation, the sales, and client fulfillment.
Nice.
So after working with this coach, I gained so much clarity and direction in my business and was able to shift fully online and actually live off of this during, you know, this recession and craziness. So I'm extremely grateful and blessed.
Yeah, fantastic. That is, yeah, and that's just so great to hear how you realized within you that there were certain things that you didn't know, right? You have your expertise, but we all aren't born with a full tool belt, if you will, to how to build a business. So you have reached out to a couple different experts to help fill that gap. So that's, yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. And obviously that trust in somebody else is really paying off. Well, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping women really achieve huge goals with, you know, even transforming their bodies through nutrition and fitness. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Of course, yes, because sales is the pipeline to, you know, my success and being able to continue what I'm doing. So before COVID happened, I was doing in-person training and I was never worried about making sales and honestly didn't even know how to sell. It wasn't until after I fully went online that I learned how to sell.
Oh, okay. So when you had your actual gym, people would just come in and kind of, you know, hey, look around and good and sign up. And so now you're working online and presenting your expertise through that format. So can you share a little bit more about what the challenge is?
Yes. Yeah, so it's completely different. You know, learning how to market, first of all, in order to actually attract the kind of client that I want to work with.
Yep.
And then, you know, the next stage of leading them through the sales process and applying and getting on a call. So for me, sometimes it's hard for me to be personable on the sales call just because I have such a structured personality.
Mm-hmm. I totally can relate to that. I was a classical musician prior to starting my first business. And so structure and real dry humor, or maybe no humor, that was me. Go ahead, I keep interrupting.
So yeah, sometimes I do get a little bit nervous with the sales calls just because it is a larger upfront investment rather than having them pay per session. Mm-hmm. But overall, I do feel a lot more confident in the selling process because of the quality of my services and the value that it can bring to my clients.
Well, is there one specific challenge that I could provide a little support with for you on, just in, you know, the sales aspect?
Yeah, of course. So I think the hardest part about sales for me is the price at the end. So usually I can handle all other objectives leading up to that in the sales call. Mm-hmm. So I am, you know, currently trying to work on being better at that. And what I've been doing is learning how to differentiate my offer so that I can't be compared by the price with its features, but rather the value of how it will change my client's life.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're on the right track, definitely. And if you'd like, I'll provide just a little bit more clarity on how to accomplish that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So when you're talking with your prospective clients, one of the things that I advise all my clients to do is to really understand their goals and their desires and take that information and not leave it at that level. As you continue your conversation, take it a little deeper in terms of what's the ripple effect, or if you are able to achieve two sizes smaller in your clothing or such and such pounds lighter, how would that make you feel when you went to buy new clothes? Or would that make a difference in the way that you feel every day at the end of the day after, you know, right now you're so tired and, you know, you've got muscle aches or joint aches. And can you imagine what it would be like to just not have any more aches in your knees or your back, you know, because you're now at that weight? And so the point here is to take it beyond what they're saying and really dimensionalize what their ideal goal is and bring that back up then when you are talking about the outcomes or the packages that you're offering. See, that's one of the places where some entrepreneurs, they go into offer mode. And so then they forget all those details that they just learned about their client and they leave that behind. and they go into offer mode and they talk about their packages and the investment level, and then they ask for a decision. And so that keeps that more at a separate, it's like a separate decision than making a decision to move forward with this new way of being in life, right? A different shaped body or a different weight or something like that. So my recommendation is to keep bringing back into the conversation, even at the offer part of it, the specific outcomes your prospective client is wanting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I definitely do that with my clients. I do, you know, start with figuring out where they are, where they want to go, and kind of taking that on a deeper level in terms of how that will affect their life.
Mm-hmm. Good. That is key to transitioning from the, you know, paying per session mentality to the overall package mentality. Well, you had mentioned a little bit about the, you know, you're having to shift your whole business based on the COVID pandemic, but I'm just curious, have there been any impacts in a different way on the work that you do besides just having to shift from in-person to virtual or remote work? Have there been any other areas where the COVID pandemic has made a big shift in the actual work that you're doing or the way that your prospective clients are reaching out to you and needing more support to achieve their fitness goals?
Yeah, definitely. It's changed a lot of things in my business. So like you had mentioned, the main thing is obviously it shifts my business from being in person to completely online. You know, honestly, this whole COVID thing was kind of a blessing in disguise for how it transformed my business. Because before, I feel like I was just kind of working with anyone who wanted a trainer. So it wasn't necessarily the types of clients that I would have wanted to work with. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really great because since I lost all those clients, COVID has allowed me to shift in terms of who I work with. I try to focus on working with women anywhere from ages like 25 to 40. And the women who I do work with, they're all super motivated and just ready for change. And, you know, they're the type of clients that I'm looking for. And so I'm just definitely a lot happier overall with my relationships with my clients. And surprisingly, they're actually getting better results now that I shifted online. Oh. And I think that has to do with the extra accountability that I offer with the nutrition and the mindset work.
I love that. Brittany, you are the first person, the first guest that I've interviewed who has really had their business totally up-level because of COVID. Most people are still trying to find that area where they're more stable and able to, you know, align better. And you have really taken it as a springboard. And like I mentioned earlier, now you can reach so many people. And that's great that you're working with your ideal client now instead of just whoever walks in with the willingness to plunk down a check. Now you line up with the people that are ready to make that change. That is awesome. I love that.
Now I don't have to drive all over the valley to meet up with my clients. So I'm not wasting as much time in between. Mm-hmm. And now the gym is like my sacred place. You know, it's not like I'm also working there. So it makes it where I don't want to be there. So it's just made me happier overall. It's also changed a lot of other things in my business. So before, you know, I was creating more of training programs in the gym. And now with COVID, you know, obviously most gyms are closed. So I have been creating a lot more personalized home training programs. So that's definitely new for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. In terms of just how you do work with women who want to, you know, they're ready to change and achieve those fitness and health goals, I guess I should say. Can you talk a little bit about how you tie in mindset as well as nutrition, as well as regimen? Can you just give a bird's eye view on how that all comes together for you in working with women?
Yeah, so I work with all my clients completely online through my app. So this app has their personalized training program with video tutorials. It tracks their nutrition with their food log. It tracks their progress, body measurements, and photos. It also shows them daily habit tasks. So for example, like eat one serving of fruit, drink a gallon of water. And then on there, they can also message me. So I also have weekly progress check-in calls with my clients to help them reflect on the past week and prepare for the upcoming week. So this gives them more accountability and allows me to give more personalized feedback with my clients on things like nutrition and mindset. And then I also have a private Facebook group for the girls, which is called the Fit Princess Project. And this is meant to give them community support, motivation, and the mindset work. So with the mindset work, basically what I focus on is positivity, consistency, and courage. And so, for example, some of the things that I have my clients do, like the first month when we focus on positivity is, you know, like affirmations, gratitude, visualization, things like that. The second month, consistency. So we're focusing on figuring out what unhealthy habits that they have that we can break and what healthy habits they want to create. How to set their environment up for success, how to make sure they have a schedule and a plan in terms of when they're going to complete their workouts. Mm-hmm. And then the last month, courage. So basically figuring out, okay, what is their relationship with food? What is their relationship with their body? How can they do something that's going to make them step out of their comfort zones, but achieve their goals faster? And what can they do moving forward out of this program so they can still be on track with their goals without a personal trainer?
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's so thorough and but yet really tailored to each person's individual environment and their own mindset. And you help people really move through any barriers that are holding them back. I just love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Thanks. So I actually have one other thing to add with that.
Okay, sure.
So I use a unique process, which teaches my clients to find balance with their diet so they can still enjoy the foods that they love, minimize the amount of time that they work out to get maximum results, shift into a positive perspective with their self and life, develop their character so they can stick to their new healthy habits and develop fearlessness to achieve greatness. A lot of women are either under-eating or overeating, which makes it difficult to lose weight and tone up. Therefore, they're feeling stuck with their progress and continue to lack energy and confidence in their life. Two results starts with understanding nutrition. Once they go through this process, they'll have a plan to follow with their exercise routine. They'll understand nutrition and how to eat for their goals, eliminate negativity in their environment, develop a healthy routine, lose weight, tone up, and gain confidence in all areas of their life. On average, my clients lose about 15 to 20 pounds in 90 days.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously, it's more than just the weight loss. It's also how they're feeling and just the overall mindset shift. And like you had mentioned earlier, they're achieving more confidence.
Yes, it's definitely a transformation from the inside out.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Brittany. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Listeners can reach me on either Facebook or Instagram. If you want to add me on Facebook, my name is Brittany Gaffney. That's spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my username is the_fit_princess. If you're not too sure what workouts to do at home, what to eat, or maybe you're feeling stuck with your progress, I offer a free fat loss strategy session. This is a 15-minute call where I will make a plan for your nutrition and training so it aligns with your fitness goals. You can find the link in my Instagram bio, or you can go to bit.ly/free fat loss strategy session. If anyone needs a clear-cut plan and accountability and they're interested in working with me, you can apply to my online coaching at bit.ly/apply-for-online-training to fill out my application. I only have 3 spots open for August. After you apply, I will review your application and see if you're a good fit for the Fit Princess Project, and I will follow up with a discovery call to see how I can help you with your goals.
Okay. Yeah, fantastic. So that's Facebook is Brittany Gaffney, right? B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and then Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. or on Instagram. Now, Instagram is the_fitprincess.
Correct.
Okay. And on either of those locations, or is it just Instagram where they can apply for the fat loss strategy session?
So if they add me on Facebook, they will also see the links on my profile to apply to the free fat loss strategy session or to apply to my online training.
Okay, perfect. So those links they can find off of your social. Yep. Okay, fantastic. Well, Brittany, this has just been great. You've obviously made some huge shifts in your own business journey, really dialing in and finding that ideal client and space that you just love working and bringing your expertise forward. I'm just curious, is there anything that you could share from your own experience in building your business with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, if you're passionate about what you're doing, never give up. Figure out where the weaknesses are in your business and get help. You may have to hire a coach, but the return on investment is worth it. When a person desires something so deeply that they're willing to stake their entire future on a single turn of the wheel in order to get it, they are sure to win. One of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. When defeat overtakes someone, the easiest and most logical thing to do is quit. But every failure brings with it a seed of an equivalent success. Practical dreamers don't quit.
Yeah, and you are living proof of that, right? In March, I think you said, you went from 11 clients to one. And it felt like it was a failure. It felt like everything had just crumbled. So you're walking your walk right there. But this idea flew into your head and you realized that, hey, there's still people out there who need me probably now more than ever. I love that when you said that. It just gave me shivers. Just hearing you say that with such conviction and rediscovery of that ability, like I said in the beginning, your superpower, right? It's a gift to others. And you didn't let COVID stop you. In fact, it's launched you into a whole new level of bringing such huge value through your packages. Well, Brittany, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from being a personal trainer and shifting that to, I've got a bigger vision here. I don't want to just be stuck at this level. Busting through that to now the important work that you're doing, helping so many women achieve really sustainable health and fitness through not only workouts, but nutrition and mindset work. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It's been awesome to be on here and to explain my story and the struggles and the wins.
It's been very inspirational, Brittany. Thank you so much. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Brittany through her Facebook page, which is Brittany Gaffney, or on Instagram, the_fitprincess. And look for that free fat loss strategy session. I'll put that link in the show notes. And that sounds like an awesome opportunity to really align a game plan that's going to work. So, all right. Well, thank you again, Brittany. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Brittany Gaffney. And as always, here's to your success.